Why is building muscle so freaking hard for most skinny guys? And what steps can you take to stand out from the crowd and start building a muscular, athletic body and a better life today? I'm Nate Green, Program Director of Scrawny to Brawny. And over the next 5 days, we're gonna break down the muscle building process and give you the body changing blueprint, the same one we use with hundreds of guys every year in our Scrawny to Brawny coaching program. We're gonna cover what kinds of foods build muscle and how much to eat. We're gonna go over the best way to work out, and I'm even gonna hook you up with a free training program. And we're gonna talk about supplements, the ones that work and the ones that are a complete waste of your time. But before we get into all of that, I wanna talk about something a little different, something you will not find on fitness blogs, websites, or in magazines. From my experience, I know it's the biggest thing holding most guys back from building a great body and living an awesome life. I'm talking about the scrawny mindset. The scrawny mindset is a way of looking at the world in a way that makes us feel small and average. Most guys are locked in the scrawny mindset, and no matter what kind of muscle building tricks or strategies they learn, they're never gonna get the body they want until they break free. So how do you know if you're in the scrawny mindset? Here are some signs. Feeling average or having a general lack of confidence or purpose. Jumping from training program to training program, looking for the perfect one. Starting a new training program or a new diet, and then quitting or switching to a different one every couple of weeks. Feeling lost or confused, not only about how to get the kind of body you want, but maybe even about what you want to do with your life. Now, that's some heavy stuff. And you may be thinking, just what the hell does any of that have to do with building muscle? The answer? A lot. That's because the things we think and the habits we follow determine what we will become. Let me repeat that. The things we think and the habits we follow, they determine what we will become. So if we think scrawny thoughts and follow scrawny habits, chances are good that we'll stay that way forever. Our bodies and our lives were just never gonna be as good as they could be. But here's some good news. If thinking and acting scrawny actually makes us scrawny, the reverse has to be true also. So what's the reverse of scrawny? Brawny. Brawny is muscle and confidence. It's looking how you want to look, being who you want to be. Brawny is about building a muscular body, becoming your own hero, and living a bigger life. And if you can think brawny thoughts and follow brawny habits, you can take more control of your life and build the kind of body you can actually be proud of. Now, I know all this may sound kind of weird, maybe even a little out there, but it doesn't mean it isn't true. The coaches and I, we've helped hundreds of guys transform their bodies and lives from scrawny to brawny. And we've even done it ourselves. All our transformations began as soon as we stomped out our scrawny thoughts and habits and replaced them with brawny thoughts and habits. And if you want to build a muscular, athletic body, that's where you need to start too. But how exactly do you do that? Over the next few days, we're gonna get into specific strategies and introduce you to your new brawny habits. But right now, you can do two things to stomp out the scrawny mindset and prepare yourself for what's to come. Number one, stop consuming fitness information. Too much information causes a paralyzing effect where nothing really gets done. Yeah, there's the illusion of progress since you're learning so much cool stuff, but mostly you're just sitting on your ass. So for the rest of this course, I want you to stop reading muscle magazines, websites, or fitness blogs. Instead, I want you to pay attention to what I show you here. And more importantly, I want you to take action by following the steps I give you. Number two, become aware of your thoughts and your habits. What kinds of things do you think about? What kind of stuff do you do every day? How often do you think scrawny thoughts or follow scrawny habits, the kind that make you feel weak, frustrated, or just pissed off? And how often do you think brawny thoughts or follow brawny habits, the kind that make you feel confident, strong, energetic, and ready to take on the world? If you're like most guys, you'll have a mixture of both in your head. We all do. But by the end of this course, it's my goal to have you primarily in the brawny mindset, the kind that can change the way your body looks and make your life even better. So let's go over your homework one more time. Number one, stop consuming fitness information, at least for the next couple of days. Throughout this course, I'm gonna give you all the tools you need to start building muscle, so stick with me. And number two, become aware of your thoughts and habits. To help get you in the right frame of mind, I have a little cheat sheet for you. You can find it on the right-hand side of your screen next to this video. Download it and read it over, maybe print it out. It'll help you make the distinction between scrawny thinking and brawny thinking. Tomorrow, we're going to get into the specific habits you can follow to start building muscle and transform your life. And we're starting with food and the ultimate muscle meal. It's one delicious meal with endless variations that's guaranteed to help you pack on muscle. See you tomorrow.